I just wanted to give you a quick update on a couple of things. You all had asked some questions at the last commission meeting I wasn't here for. I had a meeting out at the South Bar building, but we are working with Paul Kreitz on a potential inducement agreement, so we're working on that. I can't really talk about what that is yet, but it definitely is confusing at this point, so we're trying to clarify that to make sure it's very clear before anything is authorized for you guys, before it goes officially public. Also today, I'm meeting with Phoenix Logistics out of the Amazon building, and so their company is out there today, their chairman. So I'm going to go out there and meet with them today. Kansas Works is going to join me on that visit so that we can get that job fair set up for them. So originally when we announced this, they said we're just going to get some temps to figure out the layout of the land, get this thing settled. And I got a call yesterday afternoon letting me know that they're ready to go full on hiring. So the numbers are increasing daily from what we originally heard. I think at this point, they're up to probably 20 to 30, but every single day, if they get a good job fair, who knows how many they could actually hire at this point. So we're pretty excited about that, and hopefully those numbers will continue to grow. So.
Okay. I have another one. You have that envelope there? Is that like on your desk? 20?
Which is that?
On the one down. There's another one we had to do work on down in Coffeyville.
Oh, the Parmat?
Parmat.
Yep, that one's finalized. We're waiting on a signature from their CEO. We had to send it off, and he lives in Boston, so he's going to receive that.
Should we get a signature on that one? Okay.
Yep, so that will be all finalized, and then we'll get the final signatures on that, and that'll be wrapped up, and we'll cut the check as soon as we get all signatures completed on that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one I still had under pending.
All right. Yep. It just, they had to send it off to their CEO.
That's what Lisa said.
So we got that one pending, and but that one does look good. We're working with a company that went through the Red Tire program up at KU, and what Red Tire is a program that's established in the state of Kansas through University of Kansas to help succession planning for small businesses. So if a manufacturer doesn't have a succession plan, you know, they don't have children to pass the business on to, or they don't have someone to purchase their business to keep it going, they go through this Red Tire program through Kansas Department of Commerce and the University of Kansas, and then they help mentor and get that business set up with another business. So we're trying to work with them, with Parmac. There's another business in Southeast Kansas that's in that program. We're seeing if Parmac can maybe acquire that company. And then that would alleviate the fears that they would acquire a company on the East Coast. So if we get that deal done, I think we'll have a pretty good chance that we'll keep them here. But right now, they're staying, but you know, there's always that risk when there's an acquisition.
Thank you.
Any other updates? We have some pretty strong leads moving forward on some other projects. I'm hoping we'll have some announcements early this year. We'll kind of see how that goes, but it is progressing nicely on some of those projects that we've been discussing, and we're pretty excited and optimistic for 2020 at this point. And then my new admin starts tomorrow, so I will finally have someone who will help keep my calendar straight. So I apologize if we've been a little scattered for the last few months, but we finally got someone hired, and Kathy Thompson will be starting with us tomorrow.
Told me yesterday, texted me and told me.
Yeah.
She was coming.
Oh, good.
I was surprised.
Yeah, so we're really excited. She's outstanding. She was the admin assistant for Dr. Eastep and Molly Reynolds over in Cherryville before that with Bill Kelly's law office. So she's got legal background. We'll help us get some of these legal documents that we're always working on. That experience is being valuable in our office.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Chris.
I have an executive session on non-elected personnel, job status.
For how long?
15 minutes.